Carol say pineapples?
Yeah.
She was it's not plural? Plural?
Well, there are four of us eating pineapples.
You know,
so there are like four pineapples.
Just but with a dinosaur party, I don't know why you would never.
The pineapple
Kevin, just
party?
Just go. Kevin.
I don't get it. Sorry. I think it's pretty good. I'm just being.
I think we should include
correct.
This.
We're Gucci.
Loops.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the third episode of the third season of the Dinosaur Party podcast.
Yay. Huzzah!
Woo-hoo.
Three.
Gross.
My
Stop
name
it.
Is Kevin.
Max.
And we're joined by...
Sarah. And Sarah, apparently.
Do we do that? I don't remember if we, like, introduce ourselves.
We do.
I think it's easier if one person introduces everybody, but, like, whatever, you know. It's more fun.
We're on the third season, and yeah. We haven't figured it out.
No.
I was just going to say the same
well,
thing.
Who are we? Who are you guys? Where am I?
I don't know. What do you... No, never mind. I won't do that joke. That joke's been overdone. I did that many times.
What joke?
Let me tell
He's
you
gonna
a
do
fun
it anyway.
Story. I'm going to do this anyways. So let me tell you a fun story. Do you guys know about that Derek comedy skit?
Nope.
Which one?
The Memento parody where, like, he writes on
his
body.
Oh, it's a dick?
Yeah. So Memento, have you guys watched Memento? I know Kevin probably does.
Nope.
A long time ago.
I don't know
yeah,
what you
so
guys are
like,
talking about.
So basically, it's a movie about this guy who pretty much, he gets into a car accident and he forgets about his life, but he writes stuff down, right, to remind himself. So the parody of this is this one guy who gets into a car crash and he writes down, it's a dick on his arms and his body to remind himself that it's a dick. And what his friend does to him is basically tells this guy to give him a blowjob because he forgets what a dick looks like. So the voiceover is like, you know, what does it? It's like, where am I? Who am I? What does a dick look like? Let me bring you back back to December, Christmas. New Year's Eve. I go on a ski trip with a bunch of VP people, mm-hmm. And we go to Blue Mountain. Mm-hmm. I had the bright idea of trying to snowboard. I've never snowboarded in my life. All I know is skiing. But I thought, hey, let's try it out because
I
don't
think they're
know.
Not that different.
It's not
it's,
easy.
It's not easy, right? But like it's I've done some skateboarding, so I thought, hey, why not? Bad idea. So I thought, hey, like I'll get my get the snowboard, hit up you know the magic carpet or the bunny hill, test it out. Nah. First thing we go up. Onto the green, right? Mm-hmm. To the green slope, because I don't know where the bunny hill or magic carpet is. Mm-hmm. So we're just gonna go up the hill, and I'll just roll my way down. halfway, I'm pretty sure, halfway that I fell so hard I knocked my head. So hard that I got a concussion.
Oh, shit.
What?
That's not
I actually,
good. Dude, you
so,
die from that.
I know, exactly. So so what happened was, I think, I'm pretty sure I fell too hard onto my back, and I hit my head. And so from that point on, until maybe 10-ish p.m., 9, 10 p.m., when I got released from the hospital, and I was in Jackie's car with Tim as well, because they took me to the hospital. That
oh,
point
nice
in time,
friends.
I know, love those guys. That point in time is a black hole for me. I have no recollection of what happened. So from the moment that I woke up in Jackie's car, I saw Tim and I was freaking out because I don't remember why
oh
Tim was there. I was like, Tim, why are you here? Like, you're supposed to be in New York. Why are you here? Because I didn't know where I was. I didn't know the fact that you know we were at Blue Mountain and we were going to the cottage, right? That was the first day there, and we were going to sleep overnight and then go home the next day. That was wild. And yeah. So what happened was, having short-term memory loss, mm-hmm. I kept asking them the following questions. Where am I? Who am I? What do dicks look like? Have I made this joke before? Yeah.
Even when you're dying.
Yeah.
Gotta be comedic.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Have I made this joke before? Tim was like, yes, you've made this joke before. You've asked these questions before.
Wow.
I can just imagine Tim just so patient. Oh, Tim.
Yeah. Like, he's like, yeah, this is about the 12th. I was like, how many times have I asked this? This is about the 12th time that you've asked these questions. And then every time you're saying, for sure, I'm going to remember this. And lo and behold, I never remembered until, like, the 12th time when I actually kind of regained memory.
Damn.
But nobody filmed this?
Nobody recorded this.
I am so disappointed in filming.
I'm very
puzzled.
Because they
care more about his welfare than anything.
Yeah,
But think about everybody else.
Yeah, exactly.
I want the video footage.
I would like to see this as well. But the funny thing was, when I fell, I was still conscious enough to message Mark and be like, bro, I don't know where I am. I think I have a concussion. And I walked down the hill without my board. Apparently somebody found my board and returned it.
Oh, shit.
Just gave everything back. It was weird. It was a weird day. It was a weird night. I had a huge headache. Good times.
And this is the first time that we're hearing about this story?
Yeah.
I've heard it before. Well,
3 months after the fact? Okay, it's the first time I'm hearing about this story. Like, what is going on?
Clearly, he kind of forgot about it.
Part of
I totally forgot about this.
Let me just comment, though. Like, the entire time you're telling this story, I'm like, half of me is, like, genuinely concerned for you. But the other half is like, where's the dick joke coming in? Like, where?
Wait, why? He's alive now. He obviously didn't die.
If I hadn't heard about it for 3 months, and like maybe he died and then was resurrected and then like still didn't know, how am
Are
I
you
supposed
Jesus?
To know?
I'm totally Asian Jesus. Chinese Korean Jesus.
Jesus. Chinese but Jesus.
You know what I just found
from
out?
From 23 Jump Street.
My boyfriend's friend's boyfriend.
Okay.
He
not
went
yet 6 degrees.
On a park terrain, I guess. That's like those really hard, like level of snowboarding, skiing, those things that with all the jumps and a bunch of like stuff. Anyway, so somehow he like maybe fell or something went wrong, and he's been in the ICU for like a week now, and it's also a lot of memory loss like every day.
Yeah.
So it's like what Max experienced, but repeat. On a daily basis.
Longer.
Which
a
is
lot,
really
longer.
That is so
scary. That's so scary. So stay safe, you guys. Be safe when you're...
Helmets are, you know, important.
I feel like he probably did wear helmets, right? I don't know.
If you, like, even if you, like... It's good to wear a helmet, but sometimes you might crash so hard that you'll still shake your brain.
Yeah. Oh, I can't. But
that's,
yeah,
like, the scariest way of putting it.
That's what happens, right? Your brain just wiggles.
Yeah, your brain shakes.
So
that's
like,
pretty much what I'm concussion. Not like that, but yeah.
With exactly that sound. We just wouldn't know because we can't
Have you guys watched Get Out? Because I have now.
No.
An episode later. But it's kind of when you guys talk about brains, I think of that. So, but I will shut up now.
It's
no
kind
more.
Of messed up.
Spoilers.
I watched Get Out.
Did you watch it?
No,
Kevin?
I will though.
Okay, you two should watch it, and then we'll talk about this.
Yeah.
Get Out movie.
We'll get
there.
Have you
seen?
No.
Yeah, I watched it. Sarah hasn't watched it.
I have not.
You watched it with Jackie, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah. That's why he commented on my Snapchat post of the Get Out poster. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The same night that I saw you later on St. Patrick's Day, that's when I watched it, Max.
Oh, you watched it on Friday. Okay. Cool.
Because I have classes on Tuesdays, so I pretty much don't get to do the Tuesday specials. But I watched it at Carlton Cinema, so it was not as
super
expensive
cheap
as Cineplex. It's still like $10 per person, but you know.
Oh, really?
Popcorn. Well,
really?
On a regular day.
It went
up. Do you have reclining seats, though?
No, this one didn't. This one is
really
small.
You gotta hit
theater.
Up that Imagine Theater, Promenade Mall, you know what I'm saying?
I'm going tomorrow. I'm not even kidding. I'm going tomorrow to watch Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, yeah.
Again?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Wait, who
girl,
am I talking to?
Kevin! Again, that's a little bit excessive considering that it only came out like a week ago.
Literally just a week ago.
Yeah, last Friday.
No, I mean, I would have, but I had to wait because it is my friend's birthday tomorrow and we're all going together. Here's the funniest thing, though, right? My friends group, the, like, you know, the people that I see all the time are, like, mostly dudes. And, like, the one girl that is in the one other girl, I should say, that is in this group, she can't watch any movies until, like, May because she got laser eye surgery.
Oh, right? No.
And so it's me and a bunch of dudes going to see Beauty and the Beast.
That's pretty funny.
Wait.
So it must be a guy who really wanted to watch it then. Because it was.
I mean, they're okay. Honestly, they're all like, "Oh, we're going for Emma Watson," and it's like, okay, but you still want the magic. Like, just admit it. You know, it's gonna be good.
Isn't it like a PG movie? It's nothing.
Yeah. No. They just like her, except for the exclusive
like gay moment or whatever in the film that everyone's freaking out about.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
LeFou and Gaston.
Okay,
you know the short
Gaston, the muscle guy.
Yes. Gaston is he has a whole song about how awesome he is, and the guy who starts singing that song is his little sidekick, but he's just gushing over how amazing Gaston is, just as much as any of the other women in the town.
Interesting.
But they kind of played it up in the live action version of the film, apparently. So. Yeah. We'll see.
Interesting.
So on the flip side of having all dudes and one girl, I saw the UW Style Society exec line up, and it's all girls, and then Kevin.
Oh my god, that wasn't intentional at all. It just happened that like all the
shout out all the
applicants.
Did Kevin do another photo shoot? Because if he did, I would love to link the photos onto our next
Please.
I'm too old for
that. Ooh, what do you mean you're too old for that?
Yeah, it looked pretty good last time.
No,
Kevin.
I'm like,
I liked it.
I don't know. I've started running the club for the past like year or so.
Aren't you like president?
And yeah, and like there's too busy.
What do you mean? Like,
I don't know. I know the picture that you're talking about. Like,
of course,
photo,
I just saw
right?
it. I just
it
saw
good.
I edited it. Nice. Yeah, it was okay. And I edited it, and I realized after I was editing because I was going through like all of them individually that I'm right in the middle.
Yeah, I thought you didn't do that on purpose. That was not on purpose.
That was just how the photo shoot ended up.
Oh wait, you guys all sat like stood there like that.
It was split up. Like we can fit everybody into the same one.
Okay.
So that's like three composites.
Possibly because you're so tall that you kind of people just line up.
But the man is in the middle though, so respect. you're running president. It makes sense. You're the president. So it says co-president. Whatever. Semantics.
Semantics. Sorry.
But yes. I just wanted to mention that real quick.
Okay. Something is happening with my iTunes. I closed it before we started recording, and it opened on its own, okay?
It does that all the time.
That happened today.
And then, just now, I closed it, and then just now, Adele started playing. Because she's the first, she's the first artist on my list, and her album 25 is also the first on the list, and Hello started playing, and like I'm thoroughly freaked out, like why is this happening?
It's really weird, eh?
It just recognized that you needed to listen to some Adele.
Hello
it's
go away. don't agree
so let's,
with this
let's Close jump it. Into today's theme, which Sarah picked, which is about weird dreams. Yeah, she like.
Oh, we have a theme.
Just about posted it twice, screamed, captured her own photo. No big deal.
And then confused everybody.
Yeah.
And clearly,
no, I thought
two people
Kevin
still didn't
that,
get the memo.
I was like, what? I thought Kevin said that, but whatever.
It was Sarah, right?
Yeah.
Sarah.
It was me.
Yeah.
I had a really weird dream, okay? And like this was like a week ago.
Yep.
Let me just preface this story by saying I don't really dream very much. Like I actually dream maybe like four times a year.
Damn.
So it's like I go
the number of times I have dreams in a week. No joke, but keep going.
Well, yeah, everything is whack about me, apparently. And so, like, this dream, how, you know, usually you wake up and you forget dreams, right? But I've, whenever I dream, I, like, kind of wake up and then I get mad at myself because it doesn't make any sense. And so I remember my dreams, okay?
Wait, I just want to say that, a lot of times we don't remember, right? So you wouldn't remember the dreams that you forgot already. You only remember the ones that you remember, so you wouldn't know if you actually forgot some that you did have.
Right, exactly.
Whoa, well, wait, what?
Well, I think the theory is that... if you have, like... This is not my dream, but I think the theory is that if you... Say you sleep, like you have two sleep cycles.
Yep.
In okay. like in your you know the amount of time that you've slept and yeah. then you have your dream in the first sleep cycle yeah. then it's more likely for you to forget that one because you have another you've slept yeah. another cycle without a dream say huh. right
okay. Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
But if you dream in your last sleep cycle then you wake up and you might remember that one
mm-hmm. okay.
because it's but right I, before you
what
woke
I'm
up.
Saying is that like you don't know for first of all you don't know that you only dream four times a year probably do more than that you only remember it four times a year
fair enough and but the thing is I think
let me finish one more point and you said that you get mad at yourself for like remembering that sorry you get mad at yourself for something that you did in your dreams that's why you remember but you it might be because you didn't get mad at yourself at certain other dreams which is why you don't remember and you just don't remember at all
it's not mad at myself gone, for what right? I did it's mad at the logic of the dream
okay
it doesn't make any sense
I usually so, remember because I'm like oh these dreams are so cool like yeah
no
yeah.
my dreams are like are they're messed up so I think I have had lucid dreams twice in my life
mm-hmm.
Because you know it's like I think lucid dreaming is when you're like you can kind of take control of the dream, like your mm-hmm. consciousness kind of like mm-hmm. makes sense of what's happening and then you can manipulate it.
Yeah.
Right. So I've had that twice before, mm-hmm. a long time ago. Okay. And I find that whenever I'm dreaming and I have like a weird, like I'm faced with like a very like fearful or like a weird situation, then my consciousness kind of starts to fight that. Like I start yeah. to be like, I start to question it, but then I wake up. Oh, right. And then it's just kind of my consciousness kind of like wakes me up out of the sleep as opposed mm-hmm. to just being able to stay in the dream and manipulate it. Mm-hmm. Okay. So this is what happened in this dream that I want to share with you. And I wanted to share it with you guys because Carol was in this dream in a very unfortunate way. Don't be happy. Oh, it was very unfortunate.
Oh, no.
You
and,
did.
And you know what? I had a revelation today, so let's okay. I'll explain.
I'm kinda ready.
Okay. So this dream I had okay, I hate this dream. It was a combination of Harry Potter, Hunger Games, and Doctor Who in the worst ways possible.
I probably died.
Okay. Okay. Just let me tell it. So Dumbledore was in this dream. Mm-hmm. Okay. But we never actually saw Dumbledore.
Because
Carol
died.
And I knew that someone was trying to assassinate him.
Yeah.
So we went off on this mission to find Dumbledore to warn him mm-hmm. that someone was going to try to kill him.
Just like
but
Harry
he
and
was,
the
He was located in the middle of an arena in which the Hunger Games were taking place.
Oh dear.
Frick.
Harry and the other guy?
Weasley.
Okay, so then
Ron
Carol and I are like, we're going through the arena and we're trying to find Dumbledore while also trying to hide from the people who are ready to kill anybody that they see. Which is like, okay, whatever. Moving on. We get to the side of like a building, which looks like, oddly enough, like my middle school, Milne Valley Middle School.
Represent.
Right? And we're, like, kind of, like, walking along the wall because, you know, we feel a little bit safe there. And we don't see anybody. And then we get to, like, these, like, things. These, like, cone-shaped things that look like the Daleks in Doctor Who. if you don't know Doctor Who, then they're like the evil like robot guys that try to kill him.
They're garbage cans.
Yeah.
Right. They're like robotic garbage cans that have a really weird voice. Yeah. With like plunger arms. So there's like a couple of these structures that look like Daleks, right, next to the walls. And then this guy comes out of nowhere and he has like a freaking, he has a bayonet. And then he starts like going after Carol.
Oh no.
And then for some reason, I know that these Dalek looking things are like bombs, sound activated bombs. Okay? So I'm just like stuck. I'm like, I can't scream because then I'll just set the bomb off. But then Carol's in danger and this guy's gonna kill her because he's like huge. And then he gets to you. And he's just like, he's like Rip. In the process and you're like dying. And then I'm like, what the frick do I do? Do I like scream and then run away and hope that I don't get blown up? Or like, you know, like what? It was so ridiculous. And then I found like a butcher's knife and I'm like throwing it at him. Mm-hmm. And he's like continuing to. And then this is the point where I start to get angry. So my subconsciousness is like, you know, starting to make sense of this. And I'm like, first of all, why? How come I can't do anything at this point to save my friend? Two, why is Dumbledore in this dream if this is the Hunger Games? And like three, like, why do we have to warn Dumbledore that someone is, he's Dumbledore. Like, he knows everything, right? Like, and he's like, technically he's already dead. And I'm having all of these thoughts.
Spoiler alert.
As I'm like trying to figure out what to do in my dream. And then I wake up and I'm like furious because I had to, I'm just like, this doesn't make any sense. And like, if those three worlds were to come together, like, why do they have to come together like that?
Yeah. So that was my dream. Sleeping pills.
Like, I don't know.
And then show up back in your dream and be like, you know what? This makes no sense.
But then, the last 2 weeks, Glendon has been having evacuations and like, bomb threats. Okay? Like I think the record, it's like 6 times in the last 2 weeks.
Really?
This is related to my dream, I think. Right? Because there was a bomb in my dream, and Carol was in my dream, and Carol and I go to Glendon. Right?
That totally
I don't
totally makes sense, actually.
It does not make any sense. It's,
but then
it's
again,
stupid.
What's the point of trying to interpret, like, where
exactly?
Your names came
because
from.
Carol died, and like she's not going to die by some guy with a bayonet.
Yeah,
I hated that part. Anyways, crazy dreams and like crazy, like conscious, like trying to argue myself down from dreaming such a dream.
My dreams it's are usually struggle. Like very realistic, as if I'm just living life. And so it's never, like, anything fantasy-related. It always involves different people. And I always have to make really tough decisions or if I'm put into, like, really bad situations. And they almost seem like nightmares where I'm just like, ooh. Oh, my gosh, where, like, I'm actually, like, stressing out inside my dreams. And then
do
I
you
wake
ever
up
confuse them?
And I feel so happy because I was like, phew, like that was not real. Like I'm not actually in this situation. Like I've dreamed about, you know, like failing, I think, my exams. I've dreamed about just really unfortunate circumstances that would actually happen in real life. And it's just really scary to have to live through like hours of that kind of like grueling intensity or like stress. Yeah.
I've died a few times.
You died in your own
Jesus.
Dreams?
Yeah, but
that's
then
like,
I wake up though. You wake up. I wake up. Like when I like most of the time it's me falling into like the abyss or something, and
damn.
Like I just wake up.
That sounds
or like
dark.
if I get shot or like if I get my arm chopped off, like I wake up and like my arms or something is numb.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like I remember sometimes.
Oh, that's really weird.
I remember sometimes I would wake up and I would have to like make sure that my teeth are there because in my dream my teeth were gone.
Oh.
I had no teeth.
Like maybe
I was like,
is that
they
a
got
common thing?
Out?
I don't know, but like
I
just
hear that a lot.
Wait, but they weren't like falling out; they were just not there.
They were falling out. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they were falling out, so I had to make sure that they were okay.
I've also starred in quite a few I believe spy / like ninja / like assassin related kind of movies in my own head in my dreams. Those are pretty cool. Like I don't remember the plots now, but I always wake up thinking like damn, like those would make some pretty kick-ass movies. But yeah,
I would pay to see that.
I know, right?
I can't imagine
pretty cool.
Carol as a ninja.
And no joke, I've had like lucid dreams too, where like I'm put in a really bad situation and then I kind of wake up and realize, okay, it's not real, and then I actually re-enter into the dream and then like do the right thing. You know, it's really weird.
Yo, where can I take some of that?
But I guess it means I'm not having very deep sleep, so that's not a good thing.
Is that what that means?
I don't know. I don't know what it means when you always remember your dreams. Like, I remember different dreams, like, all the time.
Maybe, like, not, like,
once a week?
Usually. Twice a week? Usually, like, you're supposed to forget your dreams, right?
It doesn't commit. It's just natural. It's like, it's part of your REM.
Yeah, it's not, like, it doesn't get processed into...
Maybe some dreams are so intense where, like, after I woke up and realized it's not real, I'm so relieved that I remember. It's like, phew, that's a really bad thing that happened, and I'm so glad that's not true. And then so I remember what
happened. But, like, if you actively try to remember it, then it gets committed into...
I don't. Well, really,
but you'll just remember
tidbits of
dreams?
Yeah, when I wake up, I'll remember, like, that it happened, because I felt so horrible, like, inside my own dream.
No, immediately when you wake up, you'll know. But, like, I mean, like, later on...
Oh, later on, I don't try to actively remember. Yeah, so I only remember, like the most basic plots. And I can't really tell you the plots of these great movies now because I don't remember them. I should have wrote them down, but you know. Yeah.
Oscar nominated.
In my head, it was really cool. They were really cool.
We have like a dream Oscars.
Dream Oscars. What about you, Kevin?
I don't know. I don't think I sleep like a normal person. I don't dream anymore. But I have like these micro sleeps where I fall asleep for like 5 seconds. And like... That's when I dream a lot, but it's not like a regular dream. I just don't know where I am anymore.
Damn.
And like I'm fully convinced I'm like either in LA or like in Montreal or Toronto.
Did you have a concussion and not know about it? You're just
like, is that? It was like the worst feeling. I'll be like in bed and I'm on my computer and then suddenly I'm like, shit, where am I?
Wow, that's really weird.
Oh my gosh.
Who am I?
Who am I?
What do dicks look like? It's a dick.
That's really weird.
Oh my gosh. But you have one. Sorry, I'm just...
Sarah!
I'm just saying, like, you are, like, born a male.
I was like, you have one? A dream? Like, I was, you know, sticking to the topic.
I have a dream.
Yeah.
It's just too many is that what things the kids call branching off days? Of this. Oh, my gosh.
God. Too inappropriate.
But I think I remember reading somewhere that, like, dreams actually, like, start to, they occur in the last, like, 7 minutes of your REM sleep.
Yeah. Something like
that. Is that true? Have you guys read that before? Because I've that, like, blew my mind. I was like, there were some dreams where, like, it felt like an hours eternity. And hours, right? Yeah. But then it was literally just, like, 7 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know if it's 7 minutes. Bending time. I haven't seen anything about it, but or read anything about it. But I know it's like, fairly recent to, like, when you're about to wake up, pretty much. Like, I think that's, like, the basis of Inception, right? Like, when you go into deeper dreams, like, the timing is so, like, it begins to stretch, right? So, like, hours can be really seconds.
That was a good movie. That was, like, how many years ago? It was, like, 7 years ago.
A while ago. I'm, like, scared to look it up, actually.
Like, we were talking about years?
No, we were talking about, like, Frozen, okay? Like, at my store.
Frozen was, like, 3 years ago.
I was, like, Frozen came out... Is it 3 years ago? See, I don't want to look it up again. Inception. I was like horrified.
Oh, I'm so right. It was exactly 7 years ago, Inception, by the way.
Oh my gosh. I remember when Inception came out. That's the thing.
And like, Frozen was 2013, which makes it 4 years ago, actually. More than 3 years ago. Oh my gosh. But
math.
I think 3 years and a half because it's November. Exactly. I remember it was wintertime.
That's crazy. So much time has passed.
Good time
since all these like big movies came out.
Holy,
yeah.
People are still singing Frozen songs.
Yeah, and we still have an Arendelle section in the store as if the movie just came out. Because all the other princesses get like mashed together in one like display, but Frozen is still
Arendelle. Yeah, because all the other princesses are like older. Dying? A lot older. Just
kidding. Right? So when do you reach that legend status?
I don't know.
Because Moana just came out. So like, and like Moana's like, she's not really a princess. She actually says that in the film. But but isn't like Elsa like legend now if it's been 3.5 years?
Is that legend status? I feel like you need to be at least 10 years to reach legend status.
Oh, isn't she a bad character?
It's a diamond. What?
She
Elsa? Isn't Elsa the villain? Like,
no, she isn't. She's not a villain.
She's kind of the villain. Kind
she's
of.
Not, like, really bad.
Then who's the villain?
There, like,
oh, there
Elsa.
Is actual... No, it's the guy!
Hans. No, Hans is a good one. No, Hans is the... Oh, it's, no.
Oh, no.
It's... I only remember
Sven.
The Disney worker is stumbled.
Sorry.
Disney employee.
Cast member. What,
cast member. Yeah, that was the word.
Jeez.
I apologize.
No, you shouldn't.
Hans is the bad guy. Christoph Hans is the bad guy. Good guy.
Yes. Christoph. Why? How? My brain froze.
No worries.
Zen.
I only knew this because I'm on the Frozen Wikipedia page.
But Elsa is still kind of bad just because she created that Yeti thing that had like was trying to eat everything and like or destroy everything.
I haven't
everything.
Seen this movie.
You haven't seen
every
it's okay, Kevin.
No.
Okay.
You don't need to watch it.
Every time I hear something about it, there's like a new character or like some weird stuff. What Yeti?
But Olaf is the best. It's that it was actually
See, I didn't
a pretty
know about Olaf
fun and... movie. Like it was actually pretty fun. So I don't know
it
if
is.
You wanna
you should
watch
it
with some kids, I think.
It's a solid movie. Like
yeah. I watched
it. You know, it does it's not that like stereotypical princess that's saved by the prince movie. It's like sisterhood and Yetis.
I like Yetis. The Yeti might have sold me. I'm gonna root for the Yeti.
You should. Oh, and there's trolls in them too.
Yeah, I don't remember. I just
this
nobody
movie
ever
is
talks
like
about
a
the trolls.
Magical movie that has everything.
It's a solid film though.
Oh yeah, I remember the trolls now.
Yeah,
they like turn into rocks, right? Is that the one?
Those yeah, ones? They're like rock trolls.
Yep, they are.
Kevin, watch it.
Okay, I'll watch
and
it.
It's a good one.
Whoever else is listening and haven't watched it yet.
Seriously. I mean, the only excuse is like, I get guests in the store who are like moms and they only have sons, right? And they're shopping for a girl and they're like, is this the popular one? Like, you know, because they have like no idea and they don't have an excuse to watch the girl like princess films.
That's true.
That's sad.
And I'm like, oh.
You don't need an excuse.
No, you don't. But I guess when you're a mom, you're just super busy and you don't have the time.
That's true.
I don't know.
Mom issues. Don't understand.
Yeah.
That's fine,
though. We'll get there, maybe.
I'm really
maybe
busy.
Not.
Two of us
mom?
May get there. The
maybe.
Other two.
We'll never get
unless
there.
Unless something happens.
I mean, you could be the stay-at-home dad, and that then you'll
true.
Have that your own set of dad issues.
Dad issues.
Not daddy issues. Dad issues.
That's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
Let's
just make
that's
that
separate.
Differentiation.
Dad issues, not daddy issues.
I think today has been a pretty interesting talk on dreams.
And other dreams plus.
Dreams plus.
DreamWorks.
Concussion and how dare you? Okay, we're talking about Disney. We get this all the time. We get people coming in being like, hey, do you have this?
Do you have
and
all
it's
the
like,
Shrek
no.
stuff?
No, that is DC. We have Marvel, you know? Or like, no, that is DreamWorks. Like, no.
Can I get some Shrek toys?
I mean, no, we get people. We came, oh my gosh, someone came in asking for a troll. Like, you know, from the movie Trolls, like Justin Timberlake,
trolls,
you know that one? And
no,
like, it's a pink character. And we have like no pink characters except for Bing Bong. And she's like, no, it's a girl pink character.
What is a Bing Bong?
Bing Bong is from Inside Out.
Did you not watch Inside Out?
Oh, I don't remember their names.
Bing Bong.
Yeah, the cotton candy elephant looking one.
Yeah, the elephant.
Oh, I remember now. I do really like Inside Out.
Which one?
It was an excellent film.
Yeah. It was also a very good film.
Kevin, have you seen it? Just wondering.
Obviously
I saw the first 5 minutes.
Oh my god,
don't they
what
like
do
move
mean?
To San Francisco?
Yes.
Yeah, they do. They do.
How? I saw until that.
What? How? You fell asleep or what? Mm-hmm.
Have you seen Zootopia?
Yeah. I've seen Zootopia. I really like Zootopia.
Okay, good.
Zootopia
was good.
I also really liked Sing. I don't know if that's a Disney movie.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
But
I don't think so.
I have not seen that one yet.
But it's really
we were supposed to. And then they sold out of tickets. So sad.
Rip.
I found out that one of my teachers for school, she, on average, falls asleep in 2 out of 4 movies. So basically half.
Wait, what?
Like in every, for every 4 movies
just
that she goes to.
During a movie.
Yeah, to watch in the theater, she would fall asleep like. Out of 2
But
oh,
why
sorry,
though?
For
like,
two
if you know her, yeah, you have a 50% chance.
Because she like goes to movies that she doesn't necessarily like. She goes with her husband.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
Yeah, so I thought that was home. Really funny.
It's like, she, like, falls asleep and, like, doesn't wake up?
But she basically, like, falls asleep for parts of the movie because she's that uninterested.
Yeah.
Okay, but she like wakes
those
up and then continues
eventually,
watching.
Eventually, yeah, but boring probably movie. You probably already miss like some important parts in your.
Yeah, that's like
critique
like,
huh?
When he right. we watched right. Rogue One, and he just like
what
like, zonked out for parts of Rogue One, and he like woke up at the action scenes. He's like, I don't know what's going on, but this is so cool. That was critique.
That's exactly what happened. Like yeah. just loud noises woke him up. He's like, what? What? What?
And you know what? Like
happening?
As the person sitting next to someone who's falling asleep, like I don't know, I still don't know what to do because I feel bad that they're like they're so tired that they're falling asleep while like all the action is going on. Like they're falling asleep through all of this. But at the same time, it's like, hey buddy, like you paid for this. Like this is a really good film. Yeah. Like watch it. I still want to wake them up, but like kind of want to let them sleep. I don't know what to do.
I don't think I've ever fallen asleep in a movie.
Just make them watch it again later.
Because I never get peer pressured to watch a movie that I don't want to watch. So.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Must try harder.
Yeah.
But yeah. Okay.
What's a movie that you don't want to watch?
Like, I don't, I'm not interested in,
was
say,
she about
for example.
To leave?
Yeah, I was like ready to go.
Bye.
Carol's about to like dip and like, peace, we're done here. 30 minutes in.
Because I like paused. An episode of a drama. So I'm just like,
oh, girl.
This girl. Eh?
Okay, we see what's going on here.
Your priorities right here.
Priorities like a drama and then podcast.
No, I felt like we had a really
it's dropping.
Good like
dropping.
Shorter
dropping.
Than usual.
Dropping.
Shorter than usual episode. And I was ready to like call it at that.
You're making this worse for yourself, my friend.
I'm just being honest. I also, because I have a gig tomorrow that I have to work at. I have to interpret at a and forum tomorrow. They're talking about the economy and stuff between the relationship between China, Canada, that kind of those things, you know?
And is that school form. Again or what?
No, this one is actually a real event. Well, not that my school events aren't real. Like, organized
like
by
a public
a...
event?
No, you have to pay.
Oh.
It's organized by a commerce chamber or chamber of commerce. And they invite important
is it
people.
Is it online?
Nope. It's not streamed or anything.
In person?
Yeah, it's in person. It's
how much is it? It's probably ridiculous.
It's not that ridiculous.
Not that I was going to go anyway.
I think it's like $100 bucks potentially.
Okay, yeah, no, no.
Yeah. But yeah.
It's like a basketball ticket.
Like a basketball ticket is a... depends.
Depends, yeah, it depends where you sit.
Depends.
Yeah, so that's kind
lower,
of exciting.
Lower bowlers.
But I'm only doing like whispering interpreting. Sitting behind.
What is that? What?
Wait,
is
what?
That like asthma interpreting? What?
I said whispering. Like, whispering.
What
do you
that
call
mean?
ASMR asthma?
Yeah, asthma. That's what they
asthma?
Say.
No, it's ASMR.
No, it's ASMR.
It's not the FBI. It's FBI.
What? Now I don't know what you guys are talking about.
No, you said, but yeah, ASMR, but like some people do people not say asthma? Asthma.
What's asthma?
ASMR?
ASMR.
What's ASMR?
I don't know. You know, like those
like
videos where like people
whisper. Videos where people talk
it's
in like
whisper
a very
interpreting.
And they make like really soft noises. And they like I don't know. They like crinkle like weird paper or some shit.
And then,
like make sound effects with like soothing, but
that was
creepy.
Really creepy though when you like got real close to that mic.
I know. Like why? It's not a thing.
Okay, but is that Kevin, you can stop now, or is it Max? Yeah,
oh, that's what you were
doing. Why am I being blamed for this?
I got more. I got more.
No, oh, stop, stop.
Wait. So what is whisper interpreting? Like, are you actually sitting next to this person and like whispering in their ear, or are you? Oh, seriously?
You're not hooked up to. I'm sitting behind two people, I'm just going to be like literally not whispering in their ear per se, but you know what? That's what happens in a lot of these.
You give them like one cup that's attached to a string that you're holding onto behind them. Like,
it's two people. It has to have like a connection.
That's really funny. I just talk a little bit louder. Well, not louder, but yeah, I probably speak in like a semi regular voice because I'm interpreting people who are going to be on stage while someone else on stage is talking with a mic though. So that person with the mic is going to get his voice projected, and then I'm just going to be talking in an audible voice for the two other people on stage who don't understand the main language.
Oh, I see. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And that happens a lot in high level meetings. You know how sometimes you would see, like on TV, you'll see the president or whatever of a country sitting on the right, and then another one from another country sitting on the left, and then behind them, you usually don't really, they're not really visible. They have the interpreters sitting in a chair behind these two, but they're kind of like blocked by the figures of the actual important politicians. Sometimes they will either do a consecutive interpreting where they finish talking and then they'll render it, or sometimes they'll just literally whisper if there are, say, a lot of people at the same time. And in order to save time, right, you just kind of whisper. But yeah.
Interesting. Understood. Insights into the world of interpretation.
Mm-hmm. And whisper interpreting.
And once we learn something today.
Definitely.
That's definitely... My friend likes to ask that question. What are two things that you learned today?
Oh.
I can explain whisper interpreting now.
Uh-huh. Or it's called chuchotage.
What?
Chuchotage.
Is it
name for it? It's a French name for, French? I guess, whispering interpreting. But it's just called chuchotage.
That's cute.
Yeah, right?
Chuchotage.
Chuchotage. We all learned some French today as well.
Speaking about French, I have a rant to make.
Oh, okay.
About the Montreal goddamn housing.
Hmm.
Why?
It's so confusing. Okay.
Is it rent controlled over there? Or is it not?
I don't know. Okay. Say you have an apartment where the living room doubles as your bedroom and you have one kitchen. What do you call that?
It's a bachelor's apartment, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like a bachelor or a studio.
A studio.
Yeah, in Montreal, it's called a 1.5. Like,
what does that mean? 1.5 of a house?
Say you have a one-bedroom apartment. It's like a closed bedroom with a living room and a kitchen. What would you call that?
A one-bedroom?
Yeah, it's a one-bedroom. In Montreal, it's 2.5.
Huh?
And a studio is called a one-bedroom or a 1.5.
Huh.
And if you have... Each room counts as one, and each bathroom counts as 0.5.
Oh.
So, like, a three could be two rooms and two bathrooms, or three rooms.
But that's kind of a good system, isn't it? Because just in case...
It's so weird. It's like, what does a 1.5 mean? Does it not have a kitchen? Is it, like, a kitchen and a bathroom?
Right, because it doesn't clarify, like, what these rooms are, right?
Yeah.
No, 0.5
it just tells you a number.
It's always... Okay, you can't have bathrooms out in the open. Like...
Wait, you can't?
You can't?
Yeah, but like a 1.5, is that a like a living room bathroom?
No, so
but
the
it's not,
because
it's
a kitchen. The 0.5 will always be the bathroom. 0.5 will always be the bathroom.
Yeah, but what's the one?
So
but the one doesn't mean it's a bedroom, though.
It could be, because I visited my friend who lived in Montreal.
Space?
It's literally the kitchen. And your living space, it's a one big open space. There might be
a small...
No. It's not closed. It's not a closed door room.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, your bedroom is not closed.
A kitchen space. And a living room that are combined is called a 2.5 in Montreal.
It's a studio.
That's a 2.5.
I thought you said studios are either one or 1.5.
Studios are 1.5.
Yeah. So yeah, what studio. I said is that that is a studio when it's literally one giant room with nothing else and just another washroom with a closed door.
That so it doesn't have a kitchen.
It doesn't have a kitchen. Like I just said, it's a
but
one
studios have a kitchen.
Space. Yeah, studios do have not a separate kitchen. It is a kitchen, but it's part of the big living space.
But then a 2.5 is also a studio.
But you 2.5. You're the like person the listings who said earlier that a studio is either 1 or 1.5.
2.5 is our studios.
2.5 so like, and the listings 1.5 are but you
1.5s are also studios.
Okay, so you, so then we just should drop the term studio.
Yo, I'm so confused right now.
Yeah, that's why
I'm more confused.
Okay, so 1.5.
But I mean pictures would solve everything.
1.5 is like a bedroom with a washroom. 2.5 is a kitchen, bedroom, washroom. But they're both called studios, and hold they're up. Both so called one bedrooms.
So 1.5 doesn't have a kitchen? What, they don't have a kitchen?
I don't know.
They gave you like a hot plate?
So on the listing, does it say like studio, or does it just give you the number?
Gives you the number, and sometimes they say studio or one bedroom.
Man, just show me some pictures, and I'm good. Like, yeah. I don't care what people call it.
So I guess that's where it's confusing. It's like the interpretation of what studio means.
Yeah, I think right? Because people can just stick it on any listing.
But they also call it a one bedroom, which isn't a one bedroom how we describe a one bedroom.
Right.
So did you find a place, or is this part of the struggle?
No.
Are you still struggling?
I got too confused.
Oh.
Poor Kevin.
I'm trying, though.
You have what? Like, wait, how long do you have left until you have to move out?
I move out late April, but I also get, like, a month of corporate housing.
Nice.
I do.
Do they put you in a hotel or something?
I don't know. I heard I get bacon, though.
What?
Like my friends who work there, they say you get complimentary bacon.
That's the important
like
thing.
So I'm happy.
In your room or like?
Like cooked?
Yeah, they just like.
They just serve
or
it.
Or they give you like other stuff as well.
They just like. But like they give bacon you bacon. Your room.
No, they have like a sliding like door thing that's part of the main door. They open it, slide some bacon through, shut it. You're so and you're just like a prison heaven.
Like a hot plate
instead of like roses on your bed, it's like bacon bits on your bed.
That sounds hard to clean.
Or a gummy napkins that says like welcome, Mr. Jones. It's like a bacon that's plate. Bacon. And then in ketchup says welcome,
work.
Mr. Jones or something. I don't know.
Man.
Okay.
That'd be cool.
So, I hate to break up this important discussion about bacon, but this is food related still. So I just saw a snap of one of my friends tossing the last piece of bread out. He threw out bread.
The end piece of the loaf.
He threw out the end piece of the loaf.
Of like a purchased loaf of
bread? Yeah. So like you buy a loaf of bread, sliced bread, right? And there's two ends.
Yep.
The beginning end, and obviously the end, the last piece.
The end,
the last piece, right? So do you guys throw it out, or do you
No, that's wasting food.
Yeah, I eat it.
Okay,
it's the best part. It tastes the best.
Good. So I'm not crazy.
Part, yeah, I don't agree with that, crazy. But I still eat
Wait,
it.
What? This man,
like, I just legit, just he just took the you end should, piece
yeah.
and just tossed it.
You and should I'm, scold I'm him for very, wasting food.
I'm bewildered. That this man just wasted food.
Maybe it's
but then, like, what
bread.
Kind of snap is that?
Sorry?
Like, if that's normal behavior, then why would you snap it? He's, like, obviously inciting food. Something.
Oh, is he trying to trigger me? Is this what's happening?
Yeah, maybe. I think you got triggered.
Man, I'm so triggered right now. I'm so triggered.
You got jebaited.
I got baited. This is jebaited so hard.
I mean, it made it to the podcast, so clearly. The job is done.
That's funny.
Definitely. Oh, man.
Man, yeah, shook.
My mom makes her own bread these days, but they don't taste as good because they're whole wheat.
The whole wheat, yes. My mom went on a whole baking thing when she was pregnant with Lewis, but she would, like, she made, like the red bean paste breads and stuff like that. But she'd either make it whole wheat or she would cut down on the sugar. And I'm like, yeah. Mother, Yeah, no.
It just tastes not.
Baking, good. They say baking is a science. Like you have to go
follow exactly
what the recipe says. Girl, you can't just cut down like literally half the sugar that goes into the recipe. Like it's not gonna taste right.
No, you gotta activate that yeast.
Okay, that's a whole other step. I don't understand why. Okay.
Unrelated.
It was bread. It was bread, so that yeast was taken care of, but it was the sugar content.
Understood.
I've never baked in my entire life.
Yeah, I could just tell Kevin was not ready to contribute to this conversation.
I don't think I've ever touched an oven in like a year.
You haven't even done the Pillsbury?
Oops.
That's a build. Oh no!
Easy though. No, but haven't you done
cookie icing or
like
something?
Baking class in middle school or something.
Yeah,
school. What was it called?
I don't think so.
Family study.
No, family
study. Muffins.
Yeah.
Do muffins count?
Muffins is baking. Yeah.
Muffins are.
Yeah. Okay. Then I've done a lot of baking in my life.
I love how that changed suddenly.
Baking is muffins and cakes. I wouldn't eat
like that. Cakes are baking.
And cookies.
Bread
yes.
is baking. Cookies aren't
no,
baking.
No, bread is real breaking. Bread breaking. Is real baking.
I love breaking.
Yeah, just breaking it.
But, you know, like my friend likes to credit himself as the master baker when he's only literally cutting through the Pillsbury dough. And putting it on a cookie sheet and just sticking it in his toaster oven. And what? He likes to take credit for that as that's something amazing. When
might as well get an easy bake
also
oven.
Count as baking. I
have
tried macarons before or macarons. I don't know how you say it. But yeah.
Macarons. I have a question for you guys.
Shoot.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Oh my gosh.
No, it's a hot dog.
Separate things, yeah.
Bruh, it's a hot dog.
But just define a sandwich.
But sandwich is in between pieces of bread. Hot dog is in between
one piece of bread. Yeah, you just cut that.
Unless you're a savage and you decide to take out that middle thing.
Well, what then about like a sub?
If sub anything, is it's like a bun. It's like a bun.
Yeah, but a sub is one piece of bread. You don't cut the whole bread in
half. No, but some no, that's because Subway doesn't cut it in half, bruh.
Okay, so
that's
Subway.
Why they call it a sub. So it's like
I've eaten subs.
Maybe could we say okay?
A
so
sub
what
is
if
a submarine sandwich?
No, what if we classified the different sandwiches by the way that we stack the layers in the sandwich, right? So like sandwich is like bread, and then
like
the
vertically?
Layers stack like vertically, and then bread, right? Okay. But then a hot dog is like you can still have like all your condiments and stuff, but they go like. Sideways.
What about a lasagna?
But what
no, well, like pickles and stuff. Like you like place. You can put it in between, right?
Well, then, so then what's the topping? Difference between a hot dog and a Subway then? Because it's the same way you stuff it.
What if you make a sandwich?
She got
sideways,
but the Subway. I don't know. They're called Subway sandwiches. I have no idea. I mean, but the thing is, with the Subway sandwiches, like you stack them, like go. You just don't. Cut the bread all the way through, so it's still like stackable. This, you know, it's still stacked like that, like sandwich
so
hot
lasagna.
Dog. Okay, who lasagna has pasta?
Yeah, that's not bread
what?
Anymore.
That's not even the same category, like anymore.
Kevin, you asking
that's
dumb
like,
questions.
Yeah,
dumb
that's like
questions.
I'm layering clothes. You know,
wait,
that's
I just
layers.
Like my internet
like,
cut out,
that,
and then just suddenly everyone started yelling at me.
Your internet is choppy right now.
But I guess with
I
like
what's going on.
Like bows, right?
Yeah.
Like the bow, like the, you know, the buns, and then there's like.
Yes.
What
the
is that?
It's a hot
is
dog.
That?
It's a hot
a sandwich?
Dog except without a hot dog, is meat.
What?
Did you isn't say the hot dog is me?
A bow is like
are
a
we
hot
going
dog
into
except
like identity
instead of a hot
thing
dog
right now.
Dog, what? A hot dog is meat though. Is not well like, is barring
that's
the
a
fact
good point.
That like you know, I take back everything I've ever said.
This got strangely and unexpectedly existential. And I don't want to.
I mean, like, sausages.
We're all dreaming about hot dogs tonight.
This is.
I hope not.
I wouldn't mind. I'll wake up really
hungry. I'm hungry.
Wouldn't mind.
I mean, if. But you might have a very stressful dream questioning
about whether
the identity
hot dog
of,
is a sandwich.
Yeah, exactly. So
and
y'all beware
are classified as
about
a
how quickly you want to accept a hot dog dream because it could be strangely stressful. I'm just saying.
Damn it, Kevin.
I've never had a stressful hot dog before.
A stressful hot dog dream. There's a
you
time for the first of everything.
It's tonight.
That
it's tonight.
Cartoon with the hot dog, the bun and the sausage.
What?
The movie?
You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, that movie.
Are you talking about Sausage Party?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm talking about Sausage Party.
Oh.
I think that's what our dreams will look like.
Oh, no.
What about a sausage bun?
Please, no.
A sausage
what about, like,
bun?
Those buns where you the sausage is baked
like,
into the bun.
At the, like, Chinese bakery.
Sausage bun? Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. In the Chinese bakery where it's literally, like, a stick inside a bun.
Yeah.
I know what they're called.
Yeah. Every kid's favorite thing.
Sausage bun.
Those are bomb.
I don't know what it's called, actually.
Sausage bun.
Sausage bun.
Like, what is it, what it's called?
Call them sausage Chinese, buns.
I'm just trying to say. But yeah.
Oh, okay.
But they're never called hot dogs, you know, or like no, hot dog definitely. Buns. They're just called sausage buns.
We know those are hot dogs. those are legitimate sausages.
Interesting.
God,
I think Carol is like, her mind's done.
Yeah, I'm perplexed.
She just wants to get back
done.
To her drama.
Yeah, she's just
wants
to watch her drama.
Hey, it's not me, you guys.
Well, our topics have come full circle.
Chinese.
I think. Not really. But we went from hot dog food and then back to drink. Something just happened.
I dropped my entire box of seaweed. They've scattered. Like,
oh, no.
On the floor. I'm so pissed right now.
What are you going to do about all that?
I want to.
5 second rule, girl.
Dust them up and just eat everything.
30 second rule.
Are they salted?
40 second rule.
Yes, they are. So then there's
yo,
like,
that,
like.
So are you?
I'm definitely
super salty.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I just make a comment though? You know, with like the 5 second rule, it's like the 5 seconds is like from the time you drop it to the time it goes into your mouth, right? Not from the time you drop it to when you pick it up.
I swear it's when you
like
pick
when it
up.
Hits the ground
and then hold on to it for like 2 minutes.
You put before. It in your mouth, right?
Right, I think it's like the
why
time.
Why would you hold on?
I don't know.
Yeah.
People do that.
Oh,
they
wait,
save
it.
They're like 5 second rule, and they pick it up in 5 seconds, but they don't eat it within those 5 seconds.
Yeah,
well, that's pointless.
Within 5 seconds.
I don't.
Why? No, but then why would you call 5 second rule then?
So it's the 5 seconds
okay.
Between, like how long it's landed on the floor for? Duh. Come
yeah,
on.
But it's still. But I mean, okay, fine. Like, what if it, like, landed on,
I mean,
like,
it's
doo-doo?
Like, I don't, the sanitary value of it does not change, I don't think.
No.
Yeah, that's why it's, but. Like, more of a lie than anything. That I'm willing to live with.
Yeah.
The truth comes out in the end. In the
so
form
once
of Carol.
It touched the floor, you know? I'm just,
it's just a stack. It's a bouquet of seaweed.
What is going on in that
seaweed?
I'm so seaweed.
Pissed. There are pieces of hair and it's
that's disgusting.
I mean, it's all see. Your DNA, right? So
yeah, but it's disgusting still.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's your hair and dust.
I'm probably like
actually,
blonde
like,
every single one of them. And then
you know what? If anything, it's extra flavor.
That's disgusting, Max. I dare you to pick up pieces of your floor and season that. Use that to season your food.
Yeah, but the difference is I didn't spill seaweed on my floor, so I'm not going to do that.
Gross.
By the way, never mind. You guys already know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we know, Kevin. You're having internet issues.
I'm having internet issues.
You just freaking froze and never said anything for the last 2-3 minutes. So.
Oh, yeah, I see.
Been like cutting out every 20 seconds.
Can you hear us, though?
Yeah, I can hear you guys.
Not if you hear us.
No, he's frozen. He can't. No one can see this. The listeners can't see
this.
Am I a
ghost?
We can't see
no.
this.
But no. I bet he's like.
I'm a ghost.
Right now, though. Oh, yeah, he's back.
Wait, can you hear me?
Yeah,
yes, we can hear you.
Okay, I was
talking
to myself.
I knew it. This was something that you could have definitely contributed to, but the fact that we didn't hear anything about the seaweed floor seasoning,
I had like that was snippets. Strange. I heard Carol was gonna like eat her own hair.
Oh, stop. I'm not going to.
Hair cake. Hair seaweed. That's,
oh, I can't.
Okay, let's not. This is where people get freaked out about seaweed.
It's so good.
So with that, I think it's a good spot to stop because Kevin no longer can keep up with us.
I'm dead.
Carol's gonna go mad. I'm so Carol's mad brain is fried. She just wants to get back to her dramas and eat her dirty ass seaweed. Excuse me.
So much judgment here.
Seriously, I don't appreciate that.
It's all good. It's all good. 2-minute rule or whatever you want to call it.
It's called do not waste food rule. Oh,
don't waste food. Yo, why you gotta throw out that last piece of bread? Oh, I don't even care if that was like Max. Dog, I will go off. Like, yo, why you gotta waste? Think of all the children that are starving.
Think of how many hot
anywhere,
dogs
not just Africa. Think of all the hot dogs you can make.
You can just crumble it up and use it as bread crumbs, you know, for coating before you deep fry.
Exactly. Anything? Cheetos? Seaweed?
I've never deep fried anything.
You
in
know,
my
it's
life.
More constructive to advise what you can do with something that you need to change. So,
you're right.
Breadcrumbs.
Your dog. Poison him instead. Just kidding.
I don't know if you want to do that.
Whoa, that took
a turn.
You
can feed it to pigeons. Feed it to your dog to kill it. That's weird.
And with
that, I don't
know
why you would do
I'm
that.
Just kidding.
We're the Dino Party, season 3, episode 3.
This needs to end. We've reached a point where it just needs to end.
It just keeps going. And we'll see you guys next episode. Peace.
Bye-bye.
Kevin, bye.